About 350 miles east, at the other end of the state near Texas, lies Douglas, Arizona. Unlike Yuma, Douglas is right on the border with Mexico. And its mayor, Ray Beraín, has a different opinion about a fence along the border. Mayor Beraín, welcome to Day to Day.
Thank you very much.
Well, first of all, reacting to that interview with Yuma's mayor, he said that these so-called OTMs, other than Mexicans, many people coming from places like Pakistan, Iran, Afghanistan, I believe he was implying that there is a terrorist threat at the border.
Well, you know, that's the first time I've ever heard of all those numbers, and I've been involved in this situation for going on 8 years now. You know, there's a great distinction between my community and his. We are right on the border. He's not. And we probably have a better feel for what actually comes through here.
You are right on the border, so you've got a lot of cross-border commerce going on there in your town?
This community, Douglas, Arizona, and the sister city right across the border, we're only separated by a fence. And our southernmost street and their northernmost street is separated by that same international boundary. We depend almost 100% on the economy from not only from that sister city, but from other cities near the border. On any given day, you know, one-third of their population will be over here and one-third of our population will be over there. So we have a completely different perspective because we consider ourselves one bilingual, bicultural community.
We just heard from the Yuma mayor, who represents a lot of feelings in this country, people who live further north than you do, and they think, well, I'm sorry that you may suffer economically, but we're suffering too economically, and we're afraid of an increase in crime and attacks on social services with all these illegal immigrants. So what do you propose to allay their fears and concerns?
Well, you know, a lot of times my philosophy and attitudes towards this whole situation, which has been molded over the last 8 years, is completely different because my constituents' well-being and their livelihood is why they put me in office. They're not that concerned about all of the other ramifications of illegal immigration. And we're very concerned that, you know, we're all loyal Americans and we're all concerned about terrorism and people coming through here illegally. But, you know, when the dust settles, they're concerned about their livelihood. And they don't see, because this community is, by and large, almost 92%, and maybe as high as 95% is Hispanic. And a lot of them are immigrants from Mexico. So they don't really see that problem. They see these people as being their compatriots and looking for work and thinking that these people make a major contribution to the economy of this country.
Ray Beraín is the mayor of Douglas, Arizona. It's a town that sits right on the U.S.-Mexico border. Thank you very much, Mayor Beraín, for joining us.
Thank you.